W Mobile.
NAP, good morning, young man.
Good morning, how you doing?
We here. I'm still a kicking.
How's Miss Carol this morning?
Last night she was sound asleep. She pretty much stayed in bed all day yesterday.
Getting some rest anyway.
She got to work today. Of course, she's working from home, so, I mean, it's not going to be that bad on her.
Yeah, I got back on the radio about 7:30 yesterday. I should have got back on about 7, but there was 7 or 8 people on 10 meters in South America.
Shut it down about 6:45. Dagnabbit.
Everywhere I scrolled to, there was somebody.
My luck.
That guy in Malta, and he said, hey, call out for this guy. It was his buddy, must have been like on the other side of the island or whatever, but I called out and I could tell he was there, but I couldn't get enough contact to do anything with him.
Ever had that happen?
Doing fine.
Doing well, Al.
Morning, Al.
What was the fun day all I had yesterday?
Under.
To the radio shack, and we got some, or to Napa, I got some loaded solder. And we said, what happened to the chorus? Got caught, somebody caught the chorus in the tower. It's up on the tower right now. Turned up on the railing and trying to climb up there. And it was quite fun. Then we soldered the voltmeter back together. Then halfway worked, and then that was hard to fix. I couldn't hold the needle loads right. The thermostat went on this truck, so overheated, and we had to get the food. And yes, it was a funny day.
Right. I talked to that guy in Malta, and which is further than that guy in Spain. And man, it took me a while to get him.
You can do it. Did you pick up anybody on 12 meters? I picked somebody up out of South America, but I did try and get them because they was in a regular QSO.
Talking and that, but I didn't attempt to get them. Like you said, they were in a conversation.
I'm a funny band.
This time of year, all of them a little funny.
I've seen these kind of conditions quite a bit before. These are not unusual conditions. It seems to propagate. More views to hear a lot of stages for even on the CV band. Atlanta, Georgia, Texas. But it was really funny. Very rare did you hear South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Georgia sometimes, they run out of power. But it's really funny. It's really funny how a skip will skip over a couple hundred miles. You make a contact on one side, 200 miles down further along, you won't even hear the guy.
The mountain that's around us.
This is our propagation. 10 meters, the mountains don't bother it as much. The lower frequency, the mountains don't bother it. It depends how the band propagates when its skin is open. Like you'll get skipped in certain areas of the country. Depending on atmospheric conditions, you'll get different conditions where the signal will bounce over certain things. By 20 meters, if you make a contact within 1,200 miles or 20 meters, that's hard to do sometimes. On 10 meters is listen for the beacons. When you find the radio beacons, then you'll know if the band's open or not.
How many did you contact on 10 meters?
Didn't get any. Like I said, I was just a little bit late, I think, because it would be, you know, they'd be a 5-7, and all of a sudden they'd be a 4-1, and that, and it was up and down, up and down, up and down, and that, and then whenever they were good, they were carrying on a conversation, and then by the time they'd call out, they'd fade out, and I tried several times to get a couple of them, but I never could.
I love
for some of those guys that you're hearing, got good antennas and they're running real good antennas, beams and stuff like that, a real good antenna. Sometimes in the band, partially open like that, the band will open a little bit and you'll hear it, and the low power signals don't make it with the ones with the real good antennas, depending on whether they're vertical or horizontal or long period or whatever they're using. You never know. You know, skip conditions can be all kind of all over the place. Careful, I'll just go get my coffee.
4POT Mobile.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tim.
How you guys doing?
Yep, doing well this morning.
I think my signal's all right this morning.
Tim?
Negative. I've got to get a bunch of supplies and stuff, but I didn't go anywhere this weekend. I just worked around the house with some of the stuff I had for some projects and had fun at the house.
That's a safe thing to do, right? KN4TFW.
Yeah. I'll have plenty of time to get this thing done once all this other mess passes over, so I'm just hanging tight till then.
My neighbor, he's a truck driver, and he was saying that he drives for New Holland right there off of Piedmont Highway, and he was saying they were laying off some.
I wouldn't have thought that out of a trucking company, but I guess it depends on who they're hauling stuff for. So I guess if they're not moving anything, then you don't need a driver to haul anything. So, man, that stinks to hear.
Like 25 down there in Atlanta.
That's what driver was telling me that.
For NXC Mobile. Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
You got to see about half stuck Thursday. Isn't that fun? Great this morning.
Bill, you remember the operator out at Tacoa that joined us a few mornings and that? He got laid off. Just did away with the position. You know, he's an industrial electrician, and he did a lot of work for Duke Bauer and some other people, and they're not letting anybody in there and that, and they don't know when they're going to, you know, if they're ever going to reopen that position. He said they had about 8 or 9 months of work left to do, but don't know what they're going to do now.
Had to buy some food yesterday, or I did. We had to go all the way up to Simpsonville to get something decent, and then the thermostat stuck, ready to go 30 miles. We're living in a truck that with steam flying. Mercury is all about 400 across these days.
Are you fixing the tail?
No, because my car is on this tower. It got tore up by the tower. It hasn't failed, but I'm not sure if I got an issue with this car or not. I don't have an estimate. I'm here to check it on 2 years. I mean, I don't know how my signal is, if it's decent or not. Replace the hard feet of that stuff.
So it's going to cost you a couple $100.
Probably, but what happened is when you let the tower down, whoever ran it through the center of the tower didn't run it through right, and it cracked the tower down and it caught the course. Now, it didn't cut it in half, it kicked it pretty good. So I don't know if I got a ground or shield problem or if it hurt the coax in that spot or not. I may have to replace it, but I don't know how the signal is on 2 meters, if it's real bad or not.
All right, this morning. Doing pretty good. KM4 and AP Friday. I can't complain.
You running on time or you running late?
I'm sitting in my driveway.
Wow. You knocking them out.
That time, I ran a little late yesterday because the wife, she was going to go with me, and we got halfway through the route and she got sick, so I had to bring her back home. This is going to become a habit of getting done early.
4 KBC. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Bill.
Morning, Bill. KK4POT.
Fellas, sounds like everybody's out and about, just anxious to get going this morning.
Yeah, your signal sounds a lot better. You must have figured it out.
Beam's fixed yesterday, finally. Got it turned to where it needs to be, so hopefully that's going to take care of the problem.
Can't fly it again.
Bigger capacitor in those things, so I shouldn't have any more problem with them. I don't know what size was in there, but it was a real small one. But I happened to find a 600-volt one put in there, so it's not going anywhere now.
Wow, but you won't blow the capacitor out. You got the amplifier on it.
150 watts, the radio.
Yeah, at this point, your signal is plenty strong. Like, if we went down on 5.2, if you aimed at being toward Malden, or if I could get you on 5.2, but I don't think my antenna is good enough to do that.
Up early just so you can talk on the radio?
I don't have any other reason to be up this early right at this point. So, yeah, just got up to see what was going on.
Shady. KN4TFW.
Now we're in a coffee drinking contest. I'm on my second cup now.
On my second. I figure maybe one more after this, and I might be halfway human then.
The kitchen, washing clothes. I took one of those crummy disposable razor blades. Those are the worst things to shave with, man. I gotta get a good blade, man. Those things will chew you up.
Coming up, so I'm gonna jump out of here. 7-3s, everybody. Have a fantastic day, and hope we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim.
There, Tim.
KK4 and XC.
Anybody sick over at your house, D?
Them too.
Yeah, it was you. I just wondered if you had anybody that was sick.
No, we got a couple guys quarantined. One of them had, I think I told you, he came in with a respiratory infection. And I told him he needed to go to the doctor. They actually did a COVID-19 test on him yesterday. That test come back negative. He's wanting to come back to work, but I told him he'd have to have a letter from the doctor stating, just that. So he's going to try to get one this morning and come on in. And I've got another guy who the doctor has written a letter. He didn't get a test, but they told him he needed to be quarantined for 2 weeks. And then I've got another guy who has been out. I mean, we're short of help. I need to get these guys back in there, but I don't want them in there sick. I put out a thing to the company, all employees, that nobody was to come in sick without talking to a supervisor.
Yeah, roger that. We got one on quarantine right now. He went and took the test, I guess, probably been 3 or 4 days ago now, so we should be finding out something. Unfortunately, he's a maintenance guy, and we were in remote contact with him, but hopefully maybe we didn't get it. And I was telling Tim, I talked to my neighbor, and that he drives for New Holland. He said they laid off a bunch.
Laid off one guy, which he had, he's got some health issues, but we're just trying to, help him out there. I'm hoping, from what I understand, if you're laid off, you do get a little bit more than that minimum, which I've been on the phone with Department of Labor and unemployment and blah, 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 and they've got monies, but they're not sure how they're going to allocate it, so I don't think that extra money's kicked in yet.
Yep.
I've got on out for sick. They get paid. We get reimbursed for up to 80 hours on that.
Now, those couple of days the plant was closed.
A small business, like I used to work in a lawnmower shop. Now, if we didn't work, we didn't get paid.
And if we were sick, we had to say, I used to stay home if I was really sick, but he never did.
Till now, if I was sick, you better come visit me in the hospital, but it's a little bit different now. KN4TFW.
A good lesson about that. When I was younger, I've always had lung issues, asthma and chronic bronchitis and all that kind of neat stuff, and little pneumonia here and there, just to fill it in for good measure. But when I first started working in the coal shop, in the lawnmower shop years ago, I was sick all the time. Once my body started getting used to germs and the crud, it wasn't so bad.
Any better?
But OFT. Another cup of coffee. Or he's chasing that dog.
See, Bill, where are you located?
Georgia.
I think Ken had told me that my mind ain't working yet this morning. Which it doesn't work good anyway, but it don't wake up till about 9.
I'm only partially going this morning myself. I'm gonna have to have, I figure at least one more cup of coffee, and then I'll be able to pronounce my words a little bit better by then, I'm hoping.
Last night, she goes, I got coffee for you over there, don't forget it. And I said, well, you'll have to remind me in the morning. So I got up this morning. She goes, hey, don't forget your coffee. I said, okay. So she's got my coffee travel mug sitting out, my, Bass Pro Cabela cup. And I went and grabbed the coffee pot, poured it in there, and it's like a third of that thing. I said, you ain't got enough coffee in here for me to take. She goes, okay. So I went ahead and took it anyway. I figured I'd make her mad if I left it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if I skip my coffee in the morning, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. If I don't have at least a cup or two of coffee, it just ruins my day. It just kind of like it throws a monkey wrench in my my whole thing.
I get at least 1 to 2 cups in the morning when I first get in. I do a lot better
with the coffee drinking by the time I get to work.
Parking lot now, ain't you?
Just rolled in.
About a night song, don't you? Whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea. What's all those foolish questions you asking me?
And it was giving me a run for my money on HF.
Now, I'll tell you what, I realized messing around the tower yesterday. That is going to be some fun putting that in tab. I'm going to need a couple guys or use snatch blocks or something.
You doing yesterday?
I have some of them contacts that were in some of those QSO parties, and we'd find somebody, and then we'd see who could get him first. And we were texting back and forth, and sometimes you could hear, I could hear, sometimes he could hear, and just seeing who could get him first.
I meant to raise my antenna up a little bit more. I can't go much further unless I recast some rope up in a tree. But that thing is not high enough. I feel that thing's only, of course, my ground level, it's not level anyway. It's at an incline. I don't know. I'm sure that has some effect on it.
Not level. It's probably 3 foot difference from one side to the other. And that, but Ed raised his up, but now he's debating if that was the right thing to do or not.
And I probably got a 20-foot difference, and yes, I just do not. I do not like the way that the antenna's set up.
Yesterday they called me and that from work and wanted to know if I could get some masks.
You know, those suckers are expensive. You're looking at, $430 for 100 of them.
Looking for some of those surgical type ones, to just help a little bit. So I think they were going to make the maintenance guys wear them, but they may have a few and that, but the rest of them are like 2 weeks out, and I asked them when I sent you that email if they wanted any, and they said, no, we don't, we're good. And then all of a sudden they turn around and decide they want them. KN4TFW.
make them up. They're not that hard to make.
General, last night, it was on a video that was 6 hours old, and he basically has said that the mask is more for the one who is sick. You know, not necessarily if you're not sick. Of course, who knows who's got it. Now, if you're coughing, you probably need to have a mask on. But I'd kick that around with Tim. That's a lot of money for us, you know, for us. We're just a small company. We've got 20 employees, and these guys aren't doing what they need to do outside of work. So I don't know. I didn't order any yet. I almost pulled the trigger yesterday, I was going to pull the trigger this morning. But we have not decided yet what to do.
Hard to make.
Yeah, I have one sitting on my desk. I think I'm going to wear it whenever I'm around anybody today, just to be careful, because, you know, Susan's been off now 2 weeks and that, so she's probably in the clear. She hadn't went anywhere, so I'd hate to bring it back home to her.
I practice. I'm going to extend my social distance in a little bit at work. But I, you know, shoot, I keep my hands clean and try not to touch my face at all unless I've run them through some sanitizer.
He suspect had it. He was in a co-worker's office for about 15 or 20 minutes, and now she's freaking out. She's working from home now.
Okay, this is Brent. There isn't too much to live our hands, because our hands are always in chemicals, all kinds of good stuff. Hi, guys. Where do you find dishwashing soap around in this part? I'm using Purple Power at the moment. Rinse it real good.
Target, because it's not shopped as often as, like, Walmart.
I'm starting out too much.
And in the parking lot, that one of the regular maintenance guys that's always early isn't here yet, and he was working with that other guy. I wonder if he come down with it. I bet they dogged him off and told him to stay at home until they found out.
I'm gonna tell.
You know, we do a check-in. You got to answer 4 or 5 questions. You've been around anybody? You had a fever? Or you sick or anything? Every morning when you come in, and this one girl refused to answer the questions, and they went around and around, and she started arguing, and that, and she don't work here no more.
You don't answer the question, we're not gonna. That means yes, and you're gone. Man alive, work that out. That don't make sense right there. I'd rather go home, get paid, get better, than I would lose my job. I told my guys if they got sick, they would be paid to be out. But to understand that if they took advantage of that situation and everybody wanted a 2-week free vacation, that it would cost the company, you know, we couldn't operate if everybody took off. And it ultimately would end up costing their job if we couldn't function as a company and service the customer.
One pull that.
Yes, I understand. It'll cost, things like that cost companies to go under when employees get stupid, because small companies cannot afford all those losses, Capcom, right?
I'm here. I was just watching the news here just now, and they're saying a tiger now at the Bronx Zoo there in New York just tested positive for that COVID-19. So if that's true, that now means that this stuff can be passed back and forth between humans and animals and humans. Oh, man.
We had mentioned that before, that somebody's dog got it, and I thought the same thing.
companies, that's kind of scary. They're going to have a hard time. Boy, this stuff could just go anywhere and everywhere.
Giving us no time soon. They said this week would be a tough one.
The things that will lick us, we just got to get on and everybody's got to try some things. I'm almost tempted to donate some plasma and have them do the blood work on me and find out if I actually did have it or not have it and find out if the plasma idea might work.
I'm full when they sent that stuff to New York, but I hadn't heard any good news out of New York from anything they've been using.
It's a mess. You're not going to hear any good news out of that mess because that was just debottled all the way through it. And if you've ever been to New York City, I don't know if you've ever been there before, but I'm going to tell you, I've been in the city. There's so many people in close proximity, by the time they got ahead, they didn't even know they had a problem until it really was a big problem. New York has something like 4 or 6 million people, so you're talking a big scale. Just like California. California's got 40 million people in California, not including illegals.
Major hot spots like New York and California and New Orleans and Florida, aren't all these places sanctuary cities anyway? First sanctuary cities, I mean, kind of explains a lot.
I was in Denver, a friend of mine, I guess what they said, a friend of mine was sick and they said, don't even send them to the house because it's a sanctuary city. And there's so much of the outbreak of the virus problems that they told people not even to go there. The hospital, that time I got gangrene, and I was mistreated and misdiagnosed on top of it before I came down here. Probably with a lot of drugs to give. We'll get it. We'll figure it out.
Definitely going to have to figure something out, that's for sure.
Trump said, he's right. He says, you know, we got to draw the line somewhere because somewhere along the line, we got to get the country started. Did you hear what Sweden's doing?
No.
Yeah, but did you hear what Sweden was doing?
Think about them. What are they doing?
They're actually going to let it rip.
Got to be careful of that, too. I mean, you can have a resurgence of this stuff if you're not careful.
Trying to quarantine the ones that got problems, and you can't stop the whole world because of it. You know, you can't stop the whole world, because if you do, you got to realize this is a world economy issue. I mean, this is hurting everybody. It's not just us. It's all over the world.
Well, one of the things you got to understand is Sweden was a little bit ahead of us by... good grief, I think 3 weeks to a month.
They said they're losing about 50 people a day, which isn't really that, it's not good, but that's not really that bad. Is it 40 million or is it less than that?
Hey, I'm destinating. Good to talk to you this morning, Bill. Ken, same 73s to you guys, 73s to you, Al. And if you're still out there, Ed, 73s to you. And I hope you guys have a good and safe day. And this is KK4NXE. I'll be clear on your final. Stay safe.
Sure, is it doing all right? 73s. Just let me know when you guys, if you hear a lot of scratch or weird stuff, or if it's doing all right.
You're any scratching.
That's why I was worried. That's why I was trying to stay in with you guys to find out if I got the problem licked or not. I can wash the clothes and get cleaned up so that nurse gets here. I don't look like a bum.
Roger, heard that.
Good morning, and your beam sounds great. I don't know if you want to try the 150 watts or not. I'd find it just to see what it does.
Sarah, yeah, I don't know. If I try to talk to somebody on Simplex, I might try to see what happens. But anyway, have good.
I'm at 146 145.59 machine, see if I can hit that one. Right. That'll tell what, how good exactly is a long way from me. Right now, see if I can hit it. Careful, okay, clear before I sign out of here.
Our business is down 50% this month.
Let's see, that's a big drop.
You know, we do a lot of cups for, you know, schools and venues and colleges and everything, and all that's, you know, canceled. So those products are down. But our regular products that we do for specific customers, they're still running good.
Keep afloat, you know, until the major portion of this gets gone, and maybe they can figure out what'll work and what won't. Maybe this chloroquine thing that they're trying to send out, maybe this will help kind of curb, you know, kind of help cut back on some of this. I don't know. They say it's not tested. They don't know whether it will or not, but hopefully they'll find something that will.
Ain't too soon before a lot of these businesses go under. Letting them in the plant, can't get in till 6 o'clock now, answer all the questions. And so I'm going to say 73. It was good to hear you on the radio this morning. And I hope to maybe catch you in the morning. Stay safe. KN4TFW.
You, man, you too. Have a good day today. Hopefully we'll catch you again in the morning. KN4KBC.